The boogie.
It's a remix of News Team Remix.
All the ones and twos.
Record scratch. Nice work, DJ Mancini. This, of course, the Film Drunk broadcast live from the Frat Quarters in San Francisco. Thank you so much for joining us. This, speaking your ear rape, is Ben. Super blogger Vince.
That's me.
Superhuman Brendan.
DJ Mancini only goes on the twos.
Ooh. I just go on the twos a lot.
A lot. And of course, DJ Squirrel Master Brett in the house.
DJ said you guys talk over me too much.
Well, he giggles too much, so don't know how relevant that is. We got a great show tonight. We're going to bring on broadcast regular Laramie Legal from the great north.
That's right.
Yeah. I think he's at the top of the Space Needle right now, right? That's where he lives.
Yeah, he just parties up. Well, he doesn't live there. He just parties up.
Well, he's sort of like a pseudo-resident.
Yeah.
He's there a lot.
Yeah, I didn't even know the Space Needle had an upper level. It doesn't. You remember that from the other night? That's too old for you. Remember that? You remember? It's probably not going to translate to the listeners. Anyway, Brendan gave a big best man speech over the weekend at a wedding that we all attended.
I did.
Congratulations.
I would say you killed.
Thanks. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I was a little bit nervous, but then it started coming together. I gave the notes to the groom for what do you call it?
Review.
Posterity.
Posterity is the word I was looking for.
Thank you. That was the applause.
Delayed applause. And he took great delight in the fact that one of the bullet points just said fecal impaction.
you just did bullet points?
Yeah, I did bullet points.
Nice.
Yeah.
He also worked. He worked Southern Lawyer in.
I did. I worked Southern Lawyer,
which was very relevant to last week. If anyone listened.
Yeah.
I basically talked about how we all met at a party, and the party got so out of hand that, or I guess the bride and groom met at a party, and the party got so out of hand that I said it would surely prevent all of us from running for public office, and then I mentioned my friend who we joked probably would have had the best chance, except he was wearing a Duke lacrosse T-shirt. And then I worked in a little aside where I was like, candidate Reed, in the above photo, you're wearing a Duke lacrosse T-shirt. Is this the idea of humor, Mr. Reed?
Do you find that humorous? Some might find that offensive.
It worked out well. It went over well.
It got laughs.
Yeah.
I got
big laughs.
Yeah.
Lots of laughs.
And not just from the frauders.
No.
We got sent a couple of butt chug related
pieces.
By
the way, this is the wedding of a friend of the Frogcast who we've told many stories about him. So the whole crew is there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The entire Frogcast crew was
there. The entire Frogcast crew was there.
Yeah.
Except for Laramie, and Laramie wasn't there.
Yeah, he wasn't there.
Lindy wasn't there either.
Well, she's not.
Fake Brett wasn't there.
No, technically he was.
Yeah, okay. He made an appearance.
He made an appearance?
Yeah.
Sure.
Where happened to Bernsey? Did he die?
I tried to get him on tonight. He said his webcam wasn't working.
I don't want to see him.
I don't either, but I guess that's where his microphone resides, inside the webcam. I don't know.
I think there's some shenanigans going on. I think there might be another use.
He got hired by Jezebel, and he's not allowed to come on here anymore.
Yeah, I think so.
My webcam broke, you guys.
My webcam found a better job.
My webcam. Oh, and before we get to anything else, thanks to everyone. For continuing to support,
except for Keith, fuck you, Keith.
Keith didn't support.
He did not.
No. For everyone for continuing to support the live broadcast in Chicago, we're coming. It's less than a month away, guys. So thanks everyone for supporting that. You can definitely still get tickets there through the Kickstarter project. Vince always links to it. Otherwise, just search broadcast within the Kickstarter. And I did add a level last week where you can get an edited video of the weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What are we up to now?
We're closing in on $4,000. Yeah.
Shh, don't tell them.
Well, you can.
We have like 10 cents. You guys should just keep donating like $1 million.
Well, our goal is like $50 billion. So, no, but thanks, everyone. And we're really looking forward to seeing all of you there.
Except for Keith.
Except for Keith, who's not coming because he didn't donate.
He'll be around.
Oh, he'll be lurking?
Fucking Keith.
So man. I found all right, so someone sent us like a particularly good butt-chugging article in the, in the New York Daily News.
Ooh.
The lead? Guess what the lead is?
Butt-chugging saves lives.
There's no buts about it. That's a good...
Brendan, how do you, how say you?
I give that a...
Four butts up?
I give it at least a seven, yeah.
A University of Tennessee student who allegedly binged on alcohol by, quote, butt-chugging, denied that he was hospitalized for the dangerous activity, claiming he'd never do such a thing because it would violate, quote, God's law.
God's law.
Skipping down a few paragraphs. Broughton's bizarre statement. This is Xander Broughton, by the way.
Professor X,
as we call him.
Professor yeah. X.
Broughton's bizarre statement compared the resulting media circus to the movie The Wizard of Oz, though he didn't elaborate, and stressed that he isn't gay.
I think it was on Gawker. I saw one of the comments that just said, if you have to hold a press conference about how you're not gay, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
It's true.
Broughton, or we could just pronounce it Broughton.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I nominate Professor X's last name to hereby be pronounced as Broughton.
Broughton.
I second that.
Okay. Ben seconds it.
Motion passed.
All right.
You got to take a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
It's
all opposed? All right.
All right. Motion is passed.
All right.
It is Broughton.
It's a fraught motion.
Broughton and his lawyer held a news conference Tuesday in which the college sophomore admitted to heavy drinking at his frat house.
But not through the butt.
But poo-pooed police reports that he'd been butt-chugging.
God. Oh, New York Daily News.
I'm so happy that everyone continues to say butt-chugging as opposed to anything else.
Yeah. I like the backstory on this on what actually happened. Medical personnel said his injuries looked as if he had been sexually assaulted, and further questioning by investigators led to the discovery of blood at the frat house and mention of alcohol enemas, NBC affiliate reported. The frat members blamed the blood on a fight between two members.
An enema fight.
and Broughton's...
Enema boxing.
Loser has to butt chug.
No, we don't do that. We were punching each other with the enemas.
Poop hands.
And Broughton said his injuries may have occurred accidentally while he was passed out. It's like, oh yeah, that sounds better.
He seems like a real expert on what the fuck happened.
Someone slipped and jammed something up his ass.
Guys, I was passed out for about 6 hours. I don't know what happened, but what I do know is I didn't butt you.
Let me tell you exactly what probably happened.
Oh, here's the it was a million to one shot doc explanation. I was apparently on the floor of the shower, and when someone attempted to raise me off the floor, that person used my belt to lift me up, which caused my shorts to be forced into my crotch area, Broughton said, adding that he then defecated on himself.
I know that all 25 of these things are insanely improbable, but trust me, they all happened. This is very similar to Wizard of Oz and nothing like Brokeback Mountain or a gay porno.
Yeah, that's about it.
I just fell into his really soft lips repeatedly.
Yeah. I just found this enema and I just screamed, put me in your butt with wine. And I then had to for fun. But I didn't do that either.
Bronzio would be your choice, though, right? Because it's almost an IV bag. You just need some sort
of... Yeah, you got a spigot and...
You're careful. You could probably fit that plug right in your butthole.
Oh, the hole's the spigot?
Just the spigot,
in there?
Yeah.
Spigot right in.
I could see that.
But wouldn't you need a little more? I guess you could then squeeze the
bag. Yeah, no, because you got that. I don't know how that would
work. You just need a tubing and some gravity.
You got to do the little thing, and that's on the other side.
Yeah, I don't think you can do that with the inside of your butt.
Yeah, you can't because it's inside your butt.
The little thing that's on the other side.
Like the lever to let the wine flow.
No, there's also the one that's got the turn knob. Oh. Not the one with the little lever.
Like the office water cooler where it's on the top. Yeah, you can just open that and stick it immediately cram it into your butt.
Yeah. It's just a nice, tight, hermetic seal.
Just like gravity
do the
work.
There's Vaseline around it so no air gets in. It's just like, and then that
No, you need to like, you're going to have to exhale, so it's like puncturing two holes in the top of a can of beans.
You have to keep your mouth open.
I like the elaborate.
Otherwise, you got a vacuum.
The elaborate fake backstory is pretty amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
I was passed out with like tight pants on, and my belt was tight too.
Sometimes my tight pants wreck my butthole.
You know, I wish I had a nickel for every time someone picked me up
on
my pants.
Put it in my butt.
Yeah. There's always my favorite is the like the dumbass explanation when you've obviously been getting hammered and being total jackasses and you have to come up with this lame explanation. I remember when I lived
juice just started playing darts with my butt.
Yeah. I remember when I lived in Australia one time, like people just kept peeing in the garbage cans and you know like the poor maintenance people would have to like take the garbage cans out.
The pee trash?
Yeah, and probably get like pee on them and stuff. And the headmaster, it was so much like a 80s movie or something because the headmaster was a priest. And, I mean, it was like the college was part of the university.
He hated pee in trash cans.
But like in the there was like, you know, six colleges and they were all religious affiliated.
Is there a Jew one?
I think ours was what, Anglican, I want to say.
You had one of the weird new religions. I had the straight up old school Catholic one.
I think ours was Anglican. It was one of
is
the
it
like
all Christian
British,
related?
Yeah, it's like the English versions of Christian. I'm pretty sure it's Anglican. Anyway, so the headmaster, who's basically like a Catholic priest, is like brings us all, takes us all out of the hall at like 7 a.m. to be questioned about who's been peeing in bins. And then someone's stupid explanation was like, well, Reverend, I think what may have happened was when I had a vase in my room, and when Westy was taking emptying the vase, he poured a little of the vase water out in the trash can, and I remember him saying probably about 10 mils. I was like, come on, man, that's the worst explanation I've ever heard.
Hey, miss, mister,
me? Excuse me, miss.
Meanwhile, it's 30 gallons of urine.
Yeah. That was the same.
It's an entire trash can filled to the brim.
That was the same headmaster that caught me peeing the word fuck onto the street and like hit me with my own hat.
Vince is really good at peeing words onto stuff.
One of your strongest talents, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. I haven't done it in a while, but I think one of the first few times I met Brendan, we were at some house party and our friend who got married, I think, was our mutual friend at the time, wanted me to show you that I could pee my name on stuff.
Right, I remember,
And I did, outside on the wall, and then when I was introduced to someone at the party, they're like, oh my God, you're that Vince?
Yeah.
that's how well that I've peed my name on the fence.
That's a pretty good best man speech right there.
Third parties were reading it.
Yeah.
Not knowing what we
No, they recognized me from my signature.
Yeah, they were like, oh, you're Vince? But they could read it.
Oh, like P-Wall Vince.
Yeah.
P-Wall Vince.
Yeah. Would you say that your peeing words or your lighting farts is your stronger talent?
Ooh. Well, I feel like anyone can light farts.
Yeah.
You have to have the will.
And I think anyone can pee directionally. I think where your real ability is the ability to pinch it off and change the letter.
Mm.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where your strength comes in.
Yeah.
All urethra strength, Vince. It's all pee holding.
Well, it's more your prostate sphincter that you just, you know, you close it
off. Don't give away all the secrets.
Okay,
you're going to have.
Sorry.
You should open up a school.
Bunch of upstart young vertical peers.
Mm-hmm. You should open up some sort of school or at least a seminar.
Like a
around?
University of Phoenix, like an online course.
I say you
University
do it.
University of Phoenix.
You do it.
Woo!
He's back. He's back,
Woo!
Everybody.
Woo!
You do it like an old-timey manuscript with letters and like engravings.
And then you seal it with wax.
Yeah,
seal
it with wax. Wax is poop.
All right.
What?
The wax is poop.
What does that even?
I don't know.
And you stick your ring in it so everyone knows it's yours.
His seal? His ring with a seal on it?
Yep. It's just a doodoo pie with like a script V.
What does a doodoo pie look like?
Engraved into it. It's just like a pile of doodoo.
It's like a nice coil.
You're gonna stamp a doo-doo pie engraving
the ring has to come up from the finger a little bit, but essentially
I like that it makes fart sounds when you punch into it.
Yeah.
Well, haven't you ever put your ring in poop?
Yeah. When haven't I? Not a week goes by, not a week that I don't. That I don't ball my fist up with my ring on and slam it into a pile of poop.
Feels good, man.
Like an archdiocese of poop.
Bishop! Bishop, watch this!
Archdiocese.
No.
I would have gone with archdiocese.
No, they both get booze.
It's horrible.
Yeah, that's...
Sorry. I can't win them all.
No. Yeah.
Let's get Laramie on the phone, shall we?
Laramie Legal?
Let's see what he's been up to. I wonder how his many jobs are going.
He has a list of all his jobs.
You can keep track of them easily.
Is he listening to rap back there?
No, he's panting.
Oh, jeez. Oh. I don't like it when you're on video.
I don't like it when you're on drugs.
It breaks the illusion.
Laramie, I didn't know that we were all supposed to do shrooms tonight.
Hold on. We're not like recording it, are we?
No, never. Definitely not.
This is a rehearsal. This is a practice run.
All right, let me go get a beer. I'll be right back.
All right.
Okay, we'll hold down the fort while you're gone.
Yeah, we'll wait in silence.
Don't look back there. Someone's hanging. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
Or if there's dead dogs or anything like that.
So what else did you guys do this week?
We watched planes fly over San Francisco.
Oh, right, God, yeah. I love planes.
Man, I'm so pissed. I was curled in a ball trying not to poop all day. That's like my favorite holiday, too.
But didn't you fail at not pooping all day?
I did. I failed miserably.
You pooped all day.
I've pooped constantly.
That's always a bummer.
Yeah, it really is.
Especially because a good poop is really one of the better feelings you can have. Mm-hmm. And then a constant, you're just sitting on the toilet just feeling like you're pooping lava.
Yeah.
Not a good feeling.
I didn't eat for like 2 days because I would just eat a bite of food and then I would have to run to the bathroom and just poop really fast.
Man, look.
Larry's got his dog now. Don't kill it. Please don't kill it. This is great audio. So
speaking of great audio, it wouldn't do to play it on this, but one of the Frotcasters or Frotcastees sent us that video of the horses doing like all the little
super the fast Colombian like, yeah. The Colombian tap dancing horses.
It's pretty amazing. We may have to share that tomorrow. Yeah. I really enjoyed it. It's basically just a bunch of fat dudes just riding on a horse, and the horse is basically just doing the smallest, quickest steps you could ever imagine. It's kind of like Velma in Scooby-Doo. You used to go like...
It's like a Mexican hat dance for horses.
Yeah. It's pretty much the Fleet Week of Caballeros.
Yeah.
It's how fast can you move your airplane?
Yeah.
How slow can you move your horse?
Laramie, do they have any sort of flying events over Seattle? We were talking about in San Francisco, they have Fleet Week where they fly. The Blue Angels literally fly over the city, and it's kind of awesome.
It's pretty awesome. There's always the one or two Yelp reviews where they give it one star and say,
what?
I don't like it because it scares my cat. And it's like, oh, flip side, airplanes.
Yeah, jets.
Yeah.
We have this.
You guys know that's not unique to San Francisco, right?
No, they only do it in San Francisco.
You shut your fucking lying face.
Do they do it
like, don't you think if they were, like, allocating tax dollars, San Francisco would be, like, 82nd?
Yeah.
They do that, like, everywhere. They do that in every city.
Well, it turns out they do it a lot in the middle.
Hard to do it in Ohio because there's not a lot of aircraft carriers there.
Also, we have a lot of roof decks to stand on.
They call it Seafair here, though. It's very dynamic naming.
Do they fly literally over the city?
Yeah, they fly like next to buildings and stuff.
That is the best part. That is the coolest.
And people do complain.
Aw.
Because they're like, I'm doing my spreadsheet and the goddamn Blue Angels flew over.
I do. The one thing for those of you that don't know, it's the Blue Angels. They have an F-22. They fly a 747 right in the bay.
They had the stealth bomber.
I hate the 747. That's the only thing that's scary.
Right?
I hate
it's scary.
It's not fun to watch. It's just creepy and weird.
The F-22 is fucking awesome.
Oh, how badass was that?
When you can see it like breaking the sound barrier as it's going
by, that's
amazing.
It does the sustained stall where it just hangs in the air vertically for like 30 seconds.
Very, very impressive technology.
Yeah.
Blue Angels, those. And the B-2 bomber. That thing is kick-ass.
Scary looking. I've never seen that.
I do wish they had some drones. I'd like to see those fly around.
Make them crash into each other.
No, they
could
just kill a guy.
Ooh.
Just have a guy that might be a terrorist, and then the drone just shoots a rocket.
Shoots him right off the top of the Golden Gate.
Yeah.
Yeah, like an apple off someone's head.
Just vaporizes him.
What I like about the 747 guy is he's trying to fly the exact same routes as, like, the, what are they, F-16s or something. He's like, you know what? I'm going to bank this giant plane just as hard as those guys.
Yeah.
And I don't care if it's not meant for that. I don't care.
Dude, it must suck for the people who thought they were going to L.A. that day.
We're going to make a quick detour.
Hold up. I got to fly under the Golden Gate Bridge.
Okay, so just to finish my story.
About pooping?
Yeah. I'll bring it around. I promise. So I didn't eat for like 2 days, and then finally, like I finally stopped. I had a solid poop last night, and I was like, all right, I feel like I can eat.
We went for pho,
and I ate like probably way too much, and I just felt super full when I came home.
That's
like,
an aggressive choice for your first meal after shitting for 3 days.
Right. So
well, you probably spiced it up too, huh? You didn't
I didn't just go regular. I put the hoisin and the ground red pepper stuff in there.
Probably a little extra,
chili garlic sauce.
You probably put a little more than you needed.
I did need
a personal assistant for your butthole. The reason you're so broken is because you make bad choices.
I know. Well, that's true with everybody.
You need, like, get that fissure cleaned up in no time.
Like an financial advisor or something.
God damn it.
So of course I ate way too much. And this morning, I sleep through my alarm, not by like a few minutes, but by a full 3 hours. And when
is it going off the whole time?
I don't know. Honestly,
so you got up at 6 p.m.?
I got up at
It's noon somewhere.
I got up at 9:30, and I woke up like I was so groggy that I didn't actually know what day it was. And then I wrote an entire 500-word post about Skeet Ulrich, or about Steven Dorff, in which I called him Skeet Ulrich like 7 times.
Did you ever call him Steven Dorff?
No.
Oh, okay. No. That would be better if you went back and forth.
No. But I have also, that. Oh, sorry.
Also, only a blogger would say an entire 500-word post.
That is long for a blog post.
500 words.
It's long for a blog post. Come on.
My blog memoirs.
All right, so I have that commercial, and it's pretty fantastic.
For what?
Is it great sounding?
You'll see. Yes, it is. Okay. It's Steven Dorff, and he's doing an ad for these things called blue e-cigs.
I was so confused because Vince emailed me this morning with subject line Skeet Skeet, and he was like, check this out. But I was just super busy all day, so I didn't get a chance to look at it. But then at the end of the day, I got Justin Halpern reply all and was talking about Steven Dorff, and I was like, what is going on? I'm so confused.
Well, the best part of both of those dudes is I just changed the names, and everything I said about Skeet Ulrich applied to Steven Dorff.
So Steven Dorff, Blade.
Yeah.
Skeet Ulrich.
Scream.
Jarhead?
Scream. Summer Kent.
No, that's Peter Skarsgård.
Yeah.
Shit.
Now, Skeet Ulrich was in Crybaby and Sleepy Hollow and Edward Scissorhands and 21
that's Johnny Depp, bro. He's trolling.
No, Skeet, the artist.
You know, one of my favorite David Spade jokes, since there's so many, but an underrated David Spade joke is Johnny Depp called. He wants his DNA back.
All right, so anyway, this is for blue e-cigs.
Terrible joke.
That one always made me laugh. I don't know why.
It's a cig-style e-cig is the official terminology.
As opposed, they abbreviate it both times?
Yep.
As opposed to the ones that don't just call it like cigarettes?
They couldn't just call it a cigarette?
It's not a cigarette. It's an e-cigarette,
Who calls
though?
It a cig?
It's like a mini vaporizer.
Has anyone ever called it a cig?
No,
these aren't cigarettes.
But they use cig in reference to the actual thing that no one calls cigs.
Well, but they want you to. It's similar.
Brett.
I'm so confused.
I've been a smoker.
I just love how serious he takes this.
Started smoking when I was 18 on my first movie, The Power of One. Today we're
checking
it
out on Netflix.
We're starting the main creative stuff after a long time of talking about it and having this idea and all the minds come together and we're all here now and we're about to do it. You know, I'm able to hold the blue just like a normal cigarette. I just don't have to light it.
Fix your fucking computer.
I don't have to smell the fumes. I don't have to, you know, bother other people. If I want to smoke in a restaurant, I can do that. Some people might give me a weird look at first, but then they're going to realize they don't smell anything. And that's exactly what it is. It might cause a reaction, but I think, if anything, it gives you an incredible amount of freedom as a smoker. And for me, while I still...
And the visual is like him on the beach, him on a balcony, him wearing like a leather hat.
He looks like he never changed out of his extra on Melrose Place outfit from 20
Guys,
years
can I
ago.
Hold on to this?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind having some of this gear.
Right. From 20 years ago.
I want that. So that's why I really felt comfortable going into something like this. I've never done an ad like this or campaign like this. If anything, there's a lot of curiosity. People are like, what?
He's sitting in a Roadster convertible leaning out the top.
That's so Melrose Place, isn't it? It's like an old, like the one that Kelly McGillis drove in Top Gun.
Like Dylan McKay.
Yeah, didn't he?
90210, but yeah. Those?
Oh, from you had to.
An old one?
It was a Porsche. I think it was an old Porsche, right?
Yeah, I think you're right.
From a time when newsmen were newsmen and people respected the power of cigs.
And they didn't, we didn't need e-cigs.
Who is the person stepping to Stephen Dorff as soon as they think he's smoking a cigarette without smelling it? Like, who's just coming up and rushing him?
Skeet Ulrich.
Ah, that's true. Fair play.
I bet you think if they go to a party and the other ones, they're like, oh, man.
Nah, they just make out.
I love how YouTube works so well now.
Skeeter Dorff.
It's over.
Will you close some tabs? Seriously, that skipping is driving me up the fucking wall.
He only has like 400 tabs open.
He's never
How
closed.
Is he going to remember
the
what to
do? The man has been
later.
On the internet for 15, maybe 16 years, has never closed a tab.
Not once.
No.
He's got a fear of closing. Because what if he doesn't remember what
he's
tab
got
a, was?
He's got a Geo. He's got a GeoCities site.
Did you close all those
very beginning?
I need them. I need them.
Look at this.
Bruce Lee ate my balls.
On average, he'll have over 4,000 tabs open simultaneously.
Mushroom.
Dancing baby. Laramie, what's going on, man?
Man, you wouldn't believe it. Another day, another dollar.
Yeah?
I'm just going to speak in cliches now from here on out.
Yeah, just only cliches.
At the end of the day.
At the end of the day, it is what it is. And, just living that dream.
Can't beat him, join him.
Look, penny saved, penny earned. You know what I mean?
Tuck it back, and she knows you love her.
If I ever had to kill my wife, it'd be with karate.
That's a good one.
It's not murder if they don't find the body.
Also true. Tell that to our friend Ed.
Whoa, that got real Easter egg-y.
Yeah, dark.
We need an Ed Shin update.
I check all the time. It's taken forever. So
Google alert for Ed Shin.
I should. There's no news stories. I have to actually go to the Orange County Superior Court website, and they don't have a lot of info.
If you're a new listener, we have a college friend who
he's not our friend.
Well, not our friend, but he was. We knew who he was. We were acquaintances.
He's an older frat guy.
Yeah, there's that, and he killed his business partner.
Supposedly killed his business partner for $1 million.
Allegedly.
Yeah, it's going to trial.
And he friended Vince on Facebook days prior.
Yeah, days before he got arrested.
Yeah.
He was in a dark place.
Well, he got away with it for a solid...
Only Mancini can help me now.
Write about this on your blog. Your blog can save me.
He's probably like, I'm friended Vince. There's nothing left for me. It's time to kill.
You can defend me in court, then you can pitch the movie afterwards.
He got away with it for a year. And during that time, he'd even hacked into the guy's email account.
It's not hacking if you just have the password.
Well, how do you... All right, fine. He had figured a way into the guy's email account. And was emailing the guy's family, like, hey, just travel in the world. Don't worry about me, because I'm good, and I'm not dead. So there's that.
I'm not wrapped in a carpet remnant.
I am not chopped up and buried in the desert. Don't worry about that being a reality, because it's not. Anyway, TTYL.
He was like, I can't find a place to use my credit card here. It's a crazy place. I guess we only use gold coins because he's basically like, hey, don't look for any credit card receipts because I'm not using one of those.
He did say he was traveling through the Congo. That's true. And he was like using some Congolese gold.
This was a foolproof plan.
Something like that,
that's
yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah,
how did this not work?
Because the family was like, where's our son?
Gmail was like last checked in San Francisco email. Like, huh.
Our son's actually an engineer at Caltech. He doesn't usually use the phrase shredding the gnar. seems unlike him.
It's a
and he signed
weird.
Off cowabunga? Yeah.
Little weird that he hasn't called for over a year.
Well, he wrote grandma and grandpa an email that started with word up douchebags.
I'm totally alive. Don't worry. I just can't show you my face or check in via phone.
Our joke was more like, you know what? I've really changed my whole perspective on the world. I'm moving into a monk monastery. I am not allowed to have any electronic device nor credit cards. Don't call. Take care. Bye-bye. See you later.
That would be smarter than keeping it up. Like, trying to keep up the routine would be exhausting.
Well...
Look, that's just the price you pay when you murder somebody, you know?
What happened to good old-fashioned just murdering someone and not doing a cover story?
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's – he should, probably should have
– Good old-fashioned just murdering someone.
He should have taken your advice as man's best friend's worst enemy.
We live in a different time.
It's a simpler time. I actually time went to – I went to seventh grade with a guy who chopped someone up in college, chopped them up in little pieces.
Really? Well,
there you go.
I tell you, having known him, I did not see that coming. Seemed like a real normal guy.
Just be happy that you weren't the one getting chopped.
Well, it turns out he was fighting his sexuality throughout and decided he was gay and had a moment with a person that kind of went bad and then figured, you know what? I'm just going to chop this guy up. Which,
this is the only guy that knows I suck dick.
Yeah.
Chop him.
All you advocates for gay marriage, think about that. Oh, wait. That doesn't make any sense. Sorry.
What other jobs are you doing besides researching chopped up bodies?
Are you looking for a list, Ben?
No, I'm just asking what you're doing for gold coins.
Well, right now I've got a pretty lucrative side business where I send emails to families of guys who are missing. Pay great, but...
Do you have a lot of clientele, at least?
Yeah, it's weird. You have to keep a cover story for each of them. It's a lot like reviewing films. Similar process. Sometimes you got to write up to 500 words on certain days, and those are the tough days.
Those days,
especially when you sleep in by accident
and don't get fired.
Vince, why doesn't your dog wake you up?
Because he poops on the carpet.
Because my dog gets me up at like 6, like a Marine, dude.
If I sleep on the couch, he wakes me up. But if I'm in the bed, he doesn't jump on the bed. He'll jump on the couch.
If I'm in my bed with the door locked, he has a harder time waking me up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, I got a job for you. You could do. All right, so this is what's true thing that's happening. Steven Jenkins, lead singer for Third Eye Blind.
Boop 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 doo doo.
For $250 bucks, you can get a personalized Facebook message that he's doing it for charity.
Okay, and what's the job?
The charity is I'm hungry.
No, well, Laramie could do that for people.
Oh, he could.
Which I don't think that's very, like, I wouldn't want a Facebook message from Steven Jenkins. I would want, like, a parody Third Eye Blind song.
Can you imagine all of your friends being, who the fuck is Steven Jenkins?
Yeah.
Okay.
That guy used to be married to Charlize Theron. It's in Third Eye. Shut up.
They're like, who the fuck is Third Eye Blind? Is that a Skrillex remix?
What if he just busted out with, though, like, on your Facebook wall, like, I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend.
Hey, you don't put your jumper over Skype like that. That is a precious national treasure.
All your friends would be like, what's up with this Facebook post, G? Like, nothing. Cost me $250 bucks.
Daytime.
Then someone comments on, like, what is this? And then he just responds under it. It's just like, do, 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 do. But it just says, do, 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 do.
Like a robot.
Do, 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 do.
Like the relay operators trying to explain it to the deaf person. Like, what does he say? Do, 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 do. What does he say? Do, 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 do.
Stop. In the Apple Charles voice in the text-to-speech.
Do, 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 do.
That's a good Charles.
Thank you.
Semi-chunk kind of live, baby. Baby,
cut ties for the last you believe.
Come on, this is not a medley, you guys.
Grown some long '90s hair.
The Steven Dorff thing put me onto like celebrity endorsements because for some reason, if they pick a prominent actor, they all do this weird stilted thing where they interview, it's like a confessional, but it's like a confessional about whatever the product it is.
Well, they're directing themselves.
It's like they're like,
hey, all right, so you know, just relax. Just talk.
Then it cuts to the side camera, and it's in black and white, and they're still talking.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's almost a little defensive, too, isn't it? It's like, yeah, you know, I'll smoke this. It's fine. I'll smoke this.
Yeah. Well, it's just like it's a very overtly like, oh, this is not a commercial. This is, you know, I wouldn't do a commercial, but that's not what this is about.
I do commercials, all right? That's for sellouts. What I do is genuine testaments for electronic, machine-based nicotine absorption, because that is something I truly fucking believe in.
Yeah,
I mean, I've been a smoker for 55 years, and the one thing
I've only been alive for 20.
The one thing that always bummed me out is right when my shrimp scampi was coming, I couldn't fucking light up. I couldn't light up, and now I can. People might look at me like I'm weird, but usually people look at me like I'm weird all the time.
Look, this pull of the lever is gonna get me those 3.7s I need to get the fuck out of Reno.
So one of my favorite all-time endorsements is Stallone with his Montegrappa like skull pen. It's just like 15 grand or something, and I found his like Colton? His like confession. It doesn't. You can't see the pen here, but it's the. It is the confessional video.
Welcome to Monte Grappa. Welcome. I think Monte Grappa is one of the great companies in the world because they are true artists. In this day and age, when everything is made by machine, made by committee, assembly line, it's hard to find real artists. It's hard to find something that is literally almost one of a kind. And but it's not one of a thousand. Because I...
Literally, like, almost.
Anytime someone says "in this day and age," you know they're going somewhere really stupid.
In this day and age, with robot planes and milk and cartons,
no one ever
you
says
know, with people when people got cabinets with knobs on them. It's hard to find a car that has wheels on the ground.
I always do like when it's a any sort of celebrity or politician or whoever that's like, you know, they're getting down to earth. It's like, yeah. In this day and age where we got like. Buttons on
we
our
got
remote.
Blogs and Twitters.
We have like buttons
people wearing T-shirts on their chests. You know,
I flew halfway around the world for like $300. I don't want to live in that. I don't want to live in that place.
Yeah. No one ever said in this day and age and followed up with an incisive observation. And it's generally something about how we've regressed. It's never something positive. It's in this day and age when things are great. It's always something really negative, and it's a lot of it. When someone wants a high horse about human behavior, where they'll say something like, you know, in this day and age, people just don't take care of each other the way they used to. And you're like, hey, fucking home slice, the Holocaust was 60 years ago, you dipshit.
In this day and age, horses are a lot shorter, and I have to come out of my ivory tower, which I like a lot.
70 years ago.
Are you going to want an airbag made by assembly line committee politic machine people? No. You're going to want it handcrafted by Feliz.
My Sherpa.
You know, if you're going to have something, and if you believe that you deserve it, and you work hard for your money, why not have the best?
I deserve a pen with an embroidered dragon.
Get another kind of catch-all. If you think that you deserve this and you work hard for your money,
you do.
No one's ever like, I literally don't do anything. They just give me a paycheck. It's great.
Also, Al Pacino, his first commercial ever was like for coffee or something.
Was this when people knew who he was?
Making a movie, you get up really early.
Oh, clearly, yeah.
So you need all the help you can get.
No, this is like this was like 2 years
Balance.
Ago.
Oh, okay. He
caffeine.
It sounds like he just swallowed a bag of gravel.
No, it's great.
Ooh-ah. In the morning, when you're making a movie, you get up really early, so you need all the help you can get. When I'm reading the script, when I'm rehearsing, coffee goes with my line of work. Without coffee, I'm going to feel like something's missing in the day. I'm going to feel awkward. I'm not going to feel the same. Most of my scripts have coffee stains on them. That's how you know it's a Pacino script. This is a good coffee.
Ooh-ah! That's how you know
it's music too.
That's how you know it's a Pacino script when it's got a coffee ring on it.
Half the man I was 10 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this coffee.
It goes well with my line of work and everyone's line of work. Everyone drinks coffee, but this is the best. I don't even what coffee
that's
was.
Pretty
that?
Good. That's not, you got close to Pacino there at the end.
Yeah. What was that even?
Vittorio coffee.
What are some celebrity endorsements you'd like to see?
Ooh, Laramie, hit us with that.
Celebrity endorsement I'd like to see, Taylor Swift condom commercials.
I thought you were going to go a different direction, but okay.
What were you thinking?
I was thinking, you know, some sort of, you know, dildo type device.
No, I was thinking like Mark Ruffalo for Pert Plus shampoo.
Oh, I like that.
Heard it's good. I never use it.
Brandon, do your Mark Ruffalo.
That's really good.
I wish I could have seen that.
Yeah, you know, right?
You can't.
No one can see it.
You can't.
No one can see it. It's beautiful. Like the Mitt Romney.
So it's very similar, actually.
Yeah. All right. Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine for Ray-Ban sunglasses.
Like
UV
like.
Rays are damaging to your eyes. Oh, that is terrible. I can't live in a world and abide by a place where people can get eye damage from cheap sunglasses. Also, they look really cool.
I'm all the way Farrah's in the French Connection. I'm Michael Caine.
That's good.
Any Michael Caine impersonation, you have to throw in I'm Michael Caine.
Also, you just do the palsy. The palsy.
I can't help it. It's just part
that
of
is,
it.
That is good, though, that you finish it with that's my name.
You gotta, it's, yeah.
Like, that's my
I'm
name.
I'm Michael Caine. I approve this message.
Have you thought about
Stay doing... Stay tuned for my next commercial for Fernet Branco.
Have you thought about doing impersonation ads?
Maybe. And then everyone would be like, who the fuck is this guy?
And then no, I'd be no. like... You get B-roll of the person you're impersonating.
Wait, would they be videos? Or just be Brendan?
No, it'd be videos of them just walking around.
In black and white.
Yeah, and then Brendan's talking.
Doing a voice.
Yeah.
Just Michael Caine from like old movies walking around, and then Brendan's talking.
Right.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, this is Willem Dafoe for the ShamWow. If you don't like it, I'll suck your dick.
If that doesn't sell some ShamWows, I don't know what will.
That's right. I'd like to see Gary Oldman do something. What would Gary Oldman pitch?
Mustache combs.
Maybe. I feel like he's had a mustache in the minority of his movies.
Artificial ribs.
Artificial ribs.
800 sex chat lines.
You want to talk to the most depraved?
Oh, I don't know where I'm going with this.
It was good, though.
I think I was more channeling Gary Oldman in The Professional.
Oh, okay. Wow. That took a serious turn there.
That's why I love Brahms.
All right, so I got this. Clip. Steven Seagal is going to be on Michael Cervello, the voice.
I didn't get a chance to watch this.
And I was at first, I wasn't going to watch it because it was only, about, only
on what
on the Voice versus. It's a show on HDNet. Long story. There's that annoying. You probably don't watch enough
Isn't
MMA.
The Voice, the one where with Christina Aguilera and CeeLo Green.
Yeah, CeeLo.
That is. Yeah, this is the Voice versus.
Oh.
They have to fight?
Yeah. If Voice fight,
I pick CeeLo.
Yeah.
HDNet is under the radar that no one sues them for stuff like that.
That's Cuban's channel.
It's Cuban's tax write-off, basically. Anyway, this is the 30-second promo. Did not think they're going to cram this much goodness into 30 seconds, but boy, was I wrong.
Who's the most legitimate Hollywood tough guy? Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Can I laugh in your face? I've forgotten more techniques than most people have learned.
Have you ever been shot?
Yes.
Are you always armed?
Yes.
Do you believe you're still as fast as you were even 10 years ago?
Maybe faster.
Really?
Why am I not surprised by any of those answers by him, by the way?
He's always armed because he can just go back in time to the Ming Dynasty, pick up a sweet sword, come back, and stab you in the heart with it. You're already dead by the time he figures out what he's doing.
Before you even think about pulling out a gun to shoot him.
Yeah, it's too late.
But aren't his hands lethal weapons? So he's... That's sort of...
Well, no, he's already reached through you, pulled out your heart without actually breaking the skin.
Snickers, it's the candy bar that'll satisfy you today or maybe even yesterday.
I feel like they're really asking him questions that are in his wheelhouse, though. Like, ask him, like, what'd you have for brunch today, Steven?
Yeah, I don't really...
Maybe a planet. I don't know.
I don't really eat...
But since the scales are blown out...
He's like the Dr. Manhattan from The Watchmen.
He is.
Like, why don't I ask you a question? It's going to be the question you're going to ask 3 minutes from now.
He's like a fat, bloated Dr. Manhattan with a ponytail.
Just gave up.
I used to be profound.
I stopped trying because I knew it was going to end.
He gets arrested for like exposing himself to his assistant.
I can only work with my dick out.
What would explain the unique physiological arousal reaction.
Indeed.
Yeah, indeed. They were tossing him softballs, though.
Yes.
Oh, but that's the kind of question you want Steven Seagal to answer.
Yeah, but you could probably even go a little further.
First of all, I think it should be verifiable if he's ever been shot, and I'm pretty sure that he's never been shot. But he's just like, oh yeah, I've been shot.
Have you ever been shot?
Yeah, I've been shot millions of times. I've been shot.
No more throaty.
I forgot.
No, you're slipping into the gay voice. You got a throaty.
You're almost like Napoleon Dynamite.
I forgot.
Now add fat to it.
I forgot.
You're getting there. Less old.
Under siege, true dark territory. You see it.
Apparently never saw that in the theaters.
I've forgotten how many more times I've been shot.
I'm constantly shot by mine bullets.
We got an email from one of the listeners that asked about Steven Seagal's beard in, Above the Law. What's the one where he's in a coma?
And then
he's
got all of them. Yeah. He's in a coma in all of them.
What's one of his good movies where he wakes up from a coma?
Under Siege 2.
No.
Dark Territory.
Dark Territory.
He wakes up on a train.
It's either Above the Law or
Mark for Death?
Kill.
Beyond the Justice.
On Deadly
it really
Ground.
Is. You
Fight for Violence.
It's one of the original ones when he was still kind of an emerging star. And he has this beard, but it's because he was in a coma for so long. But A, it's one of the worst fake beards in movie history. And B, it's this,
immaculate.
It's this Van Dyke beatnik beard. And it's so bizarre. And so actually the question that the emailer asked was, what's the deal? Doesn't that actually take some serious grooming? And why would a guy who's in a coma have one of those? And I asked myself the same question. And I don't necessarily know that I have the answer.
He just has a chin strap when he wakes up.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So finely manicured.
It grooms itself.
I saw these dudes on the Bay Bridge it was the day of a Giants game, and they were driving in from the East Bay into San Francisco. And this one guy had this beard with flames.
I was in the car with you. You couldn't stop staring at him.
That's right. Yeah, you were in the car with me. I'm sorry. I thought I was – yeah. It was on the way back from Tahoe. Yeah, and he was in like a raised white pickup truck. And we're like, yeah, that's straight out of Central Casting.
He was like Future Beard from Hunger Games.
Yeah.
So, Laramie.
Yeah?
You saw Argo?
Did I?
Or did we never talk about The Master, did we?
Let's just talk about The Master.
I didn't find the
email.
I didn't get a chance to see it. I saw Looper.
Brent, I did find the email.
We talked about last week.
Steven Seagal's beard in Hard to Kill. Hard to Kill, by the way.
Hard to Kill.
Just watching Hard to Kill the other day, I noticed one peculiarity. Seagal's Confucius beard when he wakes up from the coma. Don't usually have to groom such a beard to get the chin and the mustache, especially after 7 years of 7 years of sleep. Do you think this was Seagal trying to play off his faux Asian mystique? Or maybe Seagal gives his characters all distinct facial hair he never gets to use? Just a small observation I want to share with you guys.
Yeah, that's
clearly the biggest plot hole in that movie.
Do you think he had to tell a makeup artist, no, more Chinese.
More from the past. I want to be someone.
Didn't you write a post on Film Drunk several years ago about the part in the Saturday Night Live book where they're just talking about how he's the worst guest ever and he's proposing?
Yeah, like
the
there
grossest,
was
creepiest.
No,
things.
His pitch was like he wanted to play like a rape counselor who like keeps trying to hit on the patients, yeah. And then they're like, that sounds like a terrible idea, and he's like, nah, get it, because therapists are all terrible. They just want to take your money.
More feminine.
And that was his idea. Could you shut up?
This is comedy gold. I'll just rape him again.
That's like the dark twist at the end.
But you saw Argo. I guess we can't talk about The Master because Brendan still hasn't seen it.
Fuck, he had his chance.
I can go out of the room.
Wait, to The Master?
Yeah. There's really nothing to spoil in The Master.
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah,
there's really not much to talk about either.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoyed it. It's fun to look at.
Yeah, I don't think we have any conversation out of this one.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Go.
I didn't love it.
I didn't hate it.
I didn't seem to think it was as obtuse as you guys did. I just sort of thought it was like.
Well, I had a couple of questions. It wasn't.
I would have rather it be more about the cult and less about Joaquin Phoenix making moonshine.
Oh, disagree.
I just didn't get why his wife, what the deal with that was.
She's young and pretty.
Yeah.
Gives hanges.
Yeah. I didn't get why he summoned him back only to tell him that he had to make a choice. But then you explained.
Oh, you mean.
That it was.
You
that
mean
was
Philip Seymour Hoffman's
That was kind
wife.
Of the whole point. And I was like, oh, that was kind of the whole point. Is yeah. that he, yeah, he's got, he's a disciple and he's a friend. And
it's a metaphor. Yeah.
Well, no, usually if someone leaves, they're like, that means they're gone forever.
Yeah, there was the Scientology background that I didn't know about, too.
Yeah. But he let him back, so she's like, well, if you're back, you got to stay forever, or you got to leave forever.
There are some shots in there that are so awesome, though. Like the motorcycle stuff I loved, and just even the shots where he's sort of laying on the boat and the water's in the background.
Yeah.
All that stuff is It's like, why can't more people make movies look pretty like that?
I thought Argo was pretty damn good looking.
I like that Argo.
Out yet? Is that out yet?
Was it good?
It is. It's coming out this Friday.
Good?
Very I good. Liked it. Laramie?
Yeah. I definitely liked it. Yeah.
I would say it's like the moviest movie of the year.
Is it Munich-y?
It's better than Munich.
I kind of like Munich.
I liked Munich a lot. I understand a lot of the criticism for Munich, but I also just think it's a kick-ass story. I like the whole tale of intrigue and tracking people. And
it's a great story and a good movie.
Yeah.
It's like you can see where Spielberg's trying to fuck it up, where he's just like lingering the camera on people's faces like, oh, I need to add some drama to this
scene. Not to mention, I read the book that they based it off of, which was called Vengeance, which is one of my favorite words in the English language. And then they called it Munich, which was stupid.
Spielberg's like, and then we'll put Tintin in this scene.
Yeah. All his trailers now, I watched the trailer for Lincoln. They seem like parody trailers of Spielberg.
I know, right?
I think I'll still give Lincoln a shot because just Daniel Day-Lewis is awesome. But, yeah, I was kind of snickering to myself during that whole trailer.
It's not as bad as War Horse, but it's up there.
You've got to be a War Horse.
It's really similar, though, where it's got the sort of generic John Williams-type music. And then he's like, you need to take a stand, and we need to take a stand.
Yeah.
And
this country will never continue unless everybody gets along.
But it's not even the big dramatic stop and then music. It's the constant orchestral music behind them talking.
Because it's like someone needs to tell John Williams, like, hey, John Williams, your music's great, but you need to make it like fit the movie somehow.
I'm John Williams, and I make every music the same.
Yeah, it's just like, oh my god, this is gonna be epic. Oh, and this is gonna be epic too. Oh, and this is gonna be even more epic.
Also, I didn't see any vampires die.
Why, this is the finest horse in the land.
Let's put this horse to war.
The joke is like so 3 months ago, bro.
This horse has been through the shit.
That's good.
Laramie liked that one. Yeah. Laramie, did you like Looper?
I did like Looper. Yeah,
everyone liked Looper except for me.
Yeah, I heard about your complaints with Looper. It's okay. There's still a place for you here.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
So I thought Argo felt like Aaron Sorkin before he was really annoying.
Argo, I mean, I think Argo just moves along, you know?
Yeah.
It's very, as you say, Hollywood movie. Here's a movie.
Yes, yes.
But there's no one you would take to Argo who would be like, why'd you take me to that? That was terrible.
True.
Especially if you give him a really good hand job.
I mean, I thought, you know, speaking of Ben Affleck, I thought The Town was also kind of a Hollywood movie, but
oh, yeah.
I still really liked it.
It's very much in that vein.
Did Affleck direct Argo?
He did, yeah.
He makes a good B+.
He does.
Yeah.
It's the same. Yeah, it's like very much another good B+.
I should get high because that'll make it an A.
Although,
lack of Boston accents, though.
It's true.
Yeah,
that's a strike against it.
Another thing that I don't know if this bothered you, Laramie, but like, so the guy who the story is about, his name's Antonio Mendez, Tony Mendez, and he's played by Ben Affleck in the movie. And like at the end of the movie, like they have side by sides with all the real people and the actors that played them, except like conveniently leaving out Ben Affleck. And Tony Mendez is the main character because they kind of like totally whitewashed him. I don't know.
Well, Vince, if there were Hispanic actors working in Hollywood, they would cast one of them, but there aren't.
Fuck you. My name is Tony fucking Mendez.
The problem is
they were also sleepy.
Luis Guzman was working on something else.
Edward James almost wasn't available.
Maybe some Hollywood Hispanics should try and get into the acting game. Be my advice to them.
Have you thought of like
I saw I think it was a documentary on Netflix that was it was a documentary about Indians in Hollywood, which I thought was kind of funny. I thought my girlfriend didn't want to watch it, so of course but I thought there was material there because there's not enough Indians in Hollywood.
Yeah, and they all get to play like that guy who played Geronimo is in every Indian movie.
Yeah, and the guy was in Wind Talkers too. And then Grant Green was in like a zillion movies. Yeah. I always felt like Teddy Bruschi could make way more money as a movie Indian because the demand's so high than he could as like an NFL commentator. Even though he's like white and Filipino, he could totally be a movie Indian. Like wrap a bandana around his head. I'm talking like contemporary movie Indian.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah, wrap a bandana around his head and have him, you know, talk about the problems that are going on in the community.
if Lou Diamond Phillips and Selena Gomez aren't available, then that's that. You know?
Right. yeah. What happened to Lou Diamond Phillips?
I miss him. I love that. I miss him. He was great.
He was. I was flipping around channels. This is not super recently, but there was one of those awesome sci-fi channel movies.
Is it the one about bats?
No, it's the one about a train.
He's in the one about bats, too.
There's one about a train, and
was it the size of the Chrysler Building?
I think it was actually bigger.
It's full of ghosts.
Yeah. And bats. It was a big train.
Bat plane.
It's a bat plane train.
Yeah. Train of ghosts. Tonight on sci-fi.
Lou Diamond Phillips had a string of hits. La Bamba, excellent movie. Young Guns, awesome. Young Guns 2, awesomer. He's in that movie, The First Power, which I actually really liked.
That was Pete Ulrich's first movie.
No, that was The Power of One. Different one. The Power of One is about the South African boxer. The First Power is about Satanist hunting, because this was at the height of the Satanism scare.
Didn't Lou Diamond Phillips
that happen?
What year was that?
It was a scare.
It was like the 80s.
I
it was like
the Satanism scare.
Yeah, it was like
the old Jonesboro, the West Memphis Three,
and also you know, Brett, everyone thought Ozzy was like a Satan worshiper, which is so funny in hindsight.
Were we alive then, or is this backwards?
Yeah,
are you
like
researching?
In the 80s? This happened in the late 80s.
You don't remember that,
90s?
Like the Night Stalker? I think didn't Lou Diamond Phillips also play the Night Stalker?
I don't know. Probably. Yeah.
Sounds like he was available for that.
Yeah. They should have had Danny Trejo play Antonio Mendez.
Yes.
You know, we got to get you putos out of here.
Yes.
Good thing I blend in.
Mira.
That's all you got?
You say Mira like a lady.
Speaking of Trejo, I've been watching this season of Sons of Anarchy, and boy, that show is just circling the drain.
I never really stood a chance.
I tried to watch it once, and then I thought season one was good.
Season two was great.
I liked it.
Season three was not very good at all. I thought they did some cool things in season four, and then this one so far is just, it's really not.
If you want to watch a cool TV show, Homeland is awesome.
All right. Homeland, the mom is the worst character ever. The mom is a fucking
Raina
horrible
Baccarin?
Character.
What mom?
What?
The mom, like his wife?
Oh.
Yeah, her character. Raina Baccarin. She's hot.
What's her name?
Marina Baccarin.
Her fucking character does like complete 180s from show to show.
They don't.
Yeah, like a woman.
Also, all right, two problems that are common to a lot of shows is one, the wife.
Too many Muslim folks.
Not enough cooking.
All right.
Or MMA.
Yeah.
The wife does complete 180s from show to show, and the son, like his only character trait is, gee whiz, I sure love my dad.
He's not. He hasn't even been in season two yet.
Vince,
thank God, he was terrible.
Vince, would you watch a show called Oyster Armbar?
Yes, I would.
So
yes,
I would. Most shows have two problems. They don't have cooking or MMA.
No one gets tapped out.
My
nor
favorite
shows excluded
only have,
from the challenge.
My favorite
show Tomatillo chokehold.
My favorite shows only have one problem. They only don't have one of those things, cooking or MMA.
I watch Homeland, obviously.
Homeland is playing with a limited palate and not particularly well.
Oh no!
Yeah, who wants to fight? I've seen half of the first season, and I thought it was cute and at moments well acted. But I think they don't. You got to have a lot of skill to play with like essentially four characters, right?
I think that Claire Danes sells bipolar pretty well.
Agreed, and I think.
Her and Mandy Patinkin, obviously, are the...
Yeah. He's
another fine Hispanic actor. And Diego Montoya.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, it's true. I watch it. It's one of the shows I DVR, for sure.
Why did you stop watching Brett?
I don't have Showtime at my house.
Oh, there was one episode. The episode right before
I fell asleep.
The episode right before the main guy turned. Before you find out
don't
that he's really into it.
Damn it!
The episode where he's just in the car with his family.
Such a dick.
Is fucking.
I told
horrible.
You where I stopped watching.
Like I would.
You made,
I almost
you
stopped
made it
watching.
Sound like you're not watching anymore.
Yeah.
You're such a dick.
You made it sound like you weren't
okay,
watching.
Okay, but the episode where they cook the entire episode and then go to an M&A contest—that's a pretty good one.
That, yeah,
and then they wind up at a judge show at the end.
That's a pretty good one. And right,
so here's your perfect show. Tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Okay.
Some combination of cooking, Judd Show MMA. So
can there be trivia?
Yes. So there's trivia, and then they get judged, and then they have to cook and then fight each other.
Don't leave it in the hands of the judges. You want your opponent unconscious in the deep fryer before the judging commences.
The judging is at the end. If someone doesn't win or lose, then they get judged.
I'm just saying, I would eat a delicious a deconstruction of your opponent.
And then Judge Judy just yells at you about it.
Yeah. Wow. On a moose boosh. Yeah. Of some douche.
That is why we pay Laramie the big money, right? Okay, so he comes in here and he pinch hits for us.
I saw a new show the other day that I had never stumbled across before, which was just called Repo Games. And it's on Spike TV, which obviously bespeaks quality.
Can I guess what this is about?
Yes,
please.
Explain the plot.
This is about upper crust gentlemen who have found themselves a little behind on their car payments.
Oh, I thought that show was called Downton Abbey.
My bad.
Continue.
Repo Man actually, in real life, is about transvestites in the suburbs giving parking tickets.
No, you're wrong. I'm sorry.
I think my connection broke out. I've actually told the correct thing.
Repo Games is actually, they go to repossess someone's car, but then they ask them trivia questions, and if they get 3 out of 5 right,
that's genius.
The car gets paid off, and they get to keep the car.
That's genius.
Also, the questions are amazingly easy, and the people
are amazingly retarded.
Don't believe it or not, are fucking idiots.
I refuse to believe that.
Let's play a game.
All right, so some of the questions that I heard asked. What East Coast city is commonly referred to as Beantown? Now,
that's one of the questions to keep your car.
Yes, and you know,
it might as well be what's your favorite color.
Do you want to know what the answer was?
Mexico.
All right, so this is.
I know what the answer was, but I'm not going to step on your punchline.
Okay,
California.
All right, so the woman, she's like 38-year-old Scottsdale lady.
Hold on, let me guess. She's in great shape.
You know, she looked like a well-to-do mom that lived in the suburbs, believe it or not.
Most people in Scottsdale are in good shape.
Yeah, she looked...
Fake boobs?
No, yeah, but she just looked normal.
Fake blonde?
No.
Damn it.
Strange for Scottsdale.
Yeah, that actually... Right. Yeah.
Maybe that's why she was in such bad shape. So anyway, what East Coast city is commonly referred to as Beantown? Her answer? Florida?
That's only slightly less racist. That's not exciting at all.
What do you mean? What?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I want... Do you understand?
What did racist have to do with anything?
Oh, I thought that was what the punchline was. There was.
That's what she actually said.
Yeah. No. What? What?
Beantown. Yeah. Boston.
The town of Florida.
What were you expecting?
I was expecting something, I don't know.
Vince was trying to tell you how stupid.
I was trying to tell you how dumb the chick was.
Oh, I thought you were playing up that she was going to be racist.
What? No, how'd you get that out of that?
This is all leading up to us eating the poor. You realize?
Okay, well, that's fine.
But it's more about giving them a chance to get their car back with very easy questions.
So they asked another lady. I think it was like in Memphis or something.
What type of stuff are they repoing? I just want to get a mental.
The Scottsdale woman was a like a late 90s Bronco, I want to say.
Okay. What was one like a crock pot or something?
One of the payments on a late 90s Bronco. Right.
I don't know.
Yikes.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was a 1983 Volvo station wagon.
Yeah, what did you sign on for when you bought the car? I'm going to take the 400-year loan.
Yeah. I'll take the 4,000% interest loan. That sounds perfect, actually. With my current monetary situation, I've actually done a lot of homework, and that's going to work out great. So I put zero down, and I end up paying $4 million over 3,000 years. Not a bad deal. You know, that's not a bad deal. I like that.
I've walked onto a lot where they just gave me the keys to a late 90s Ford Bronco and just said go. They didn't even – no paperwork
put
at all.
But slowly.
Yeah, just go away.
Go down the freeway.
Another lady. They asked her what three states border, other than Alaska and Hawaii, what three states border the Pacific Ocean, And she's like Florida.
A lot of Florida's like, answers.
Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina. And she's there with her mom. And her mom's like, North Carolina's not a state.
is it Iraq?
Yeah.
And weirdly, I saw that episode. That was an Aston Martin that was getting repossessed.
Yeah, it was actually at Pierce Brosnan's house.
So are they? When are they?
It's very dumb.
When are they going to up the ante and just go for their house? Because that's what I want to see. The kids out on the lawn.
The or just the with
kids.
Shotguns.
Yeah.
Just the kids.
Oh, just make the kids do it.
CPS games.
And the parents have to stand like a fun silence booth.
You know, custody games. Oh. You lose custody of the kids unless you can answer these 3 out of 5 trivia questions.
Oh, and it shows them their future beforehand, what the kids are going to turn out like.
Steven Seagal to be fifth grader meets Running Man.
I'm into that.
I would pay American dollars for that on layaway.
That'd be a good one.
Now you missed your payment of $57.50 on this Ford Bronco, so I'm going to ask you some questions.
Now we're going to take your car, unless you can. I mean, if you can come up with the $60, that's okay.
Ooh.
Wouldn't it be kind of better if they were asked really, really, really hard questions?
or just did a fear factor thing. Here is a tumbler full of donkey semen.
They asked,
who wants
essay
a
questions?
Car?
They asked what?
Essay questions.
Yeah. Fear factor would be good, too.
Show your work.
Yeah. We're taking this. We're taking this 19.
Oh, it's just a picture of Florida, crudely drawn in crayon.
We're taking this.
No, it's a picture of a circle, and then it says Florida on it.
Deep.
Unless you eat this bag full of cockroaches, that Bronco's as good as ours.
Oh. Did you read about the cockroach guy?
No.
I did.
The guy who died in a...
I did read about
he
that.
He was trying to win a ball python, and he won a cockroach-eating contest, but lost because he died right afterwards.
Well, I didn't read why he died, though.
They don't know yet.
Cockroaches?
He was just puking. Like, they said no one else got sick. He probably was, like, puking too hard and, like, ruptured something.
All his dreams came true at once.
So, you would eat a pile of cockroaches to win a snake.
It was a really legit snake.
They're maybe $70 snakes.
It was a really legit snake.
It was a fucking righteous python.
It was a sweet-ass snake, bro.
I was going to name it Skinner.
I'm gonna shoot straight with you guys. It was a really cool snake.
I was gonna let Gracie take it to work at the down at the dance club.
So I found that article and I read it, and I can't remember what site I was on. If it was a big national news, if it was AP or whatever, or if it was like the local. I think it was in Miami, right? If it was like the Miami paper,
yeah, it was in Florida.
What?
But
Florida? Miami Herald.
Florida is going down
right.
Quick.
But there was an active comment section. Whatever I was reading and. One of them said something like, oh, the owner's to blame for having such a stupid stunt. It's his fault that someone's dead. And then the obligatory someone coming on to, you know, defend the store owner. And the thing they said was, he is very active in the herp community, which is really funny because it's herpetology. Study snakes.
I thought of something very different.
Right, right, right.
I thought maybe he was active giving people herpes.
Right.
Or he was just like,
herp derp.
You know that guy's last thought was like
Sandler fans.
That guy's last thought was like, I've given up so many times, but not this time. I'm getting that snake. This is it, man.
And he was so happy.
I make my stand.
He's so happy that he won.
I did it. Just arms raised, snake over his head.
Did he die with that snake in his arms? I like to think he did.
Or
did he get the snake and it killed him? Because that's also possible.
That's what I was going to say. Do we know that the snake didn't kill him?
Choked him right out.
Maybe there's just a really bad coroner. And it's like the guy, there's a snake is wrapped around him and has crushed every bone in his body.
It was a cockroach.
Oh my God, I've seen this before. Acute cockroach intoxication. No, that's, sir, he's got
shut
a snake
up.
Wrapped around him. Shut up. I've been doing this for so long. Book him, new guy. He's dead. I can't. Just take him away.
You're brand new.
I saw that. Where's Beantown? 2, name a Hispanic actor. 3, do you have herpes?
I saw this in med school, 89. When you were just a glint in your mother's eye, there was a guy that came in with
cockroach intoxication.
Cockroach intoxication.
I hear you get way more cockroach intoxication if you put them in your butt.
Ooh. Yeah.
Butt roaching, as they call it.
Yeah. All the kids. And it's called butt roaching.
It's called butt roaching.
Cockroaches in Florida are... Have you guys been to Florida?
No.
Yeah.
There's cockroaches bigger than your head, man. Like, whatever he was eating was a full meal. He should have just taken the cockroach home as a pet.
Are they wearing Skinner shirts?
They are in a band.
Anytime you get acapella. Some crazy humidity, that's the cockroaches grow larger.
I will say I'm not not like crazy scared of spiders or anything like that, but man, a big cockroach
really?
Is frightening.
I'll take a cockroach over a spider any damn day.
No.
I hate spiders.
What's wrong with you?
God, a big cockroach, those things are like filled with slime.
Yeah, and you can't kill them because you step on them, they go clank.
Ugh. Spiders bite.
Have you ever stepped on a cockroach? They go clank.
Did you just make like a biting noise? Okay, good.
As a spider.
Spiders are okay. Cockroaches are terrifying.
Spinning my web, going to bite you.
Especially the real big cockroach, the legit.
Urban cockroaches, though, they're all brown and...
Always playing their music loud, just drinking out on their stoop. I don't know why they just go back inside, cockroaches. Get a job. Jeez.
I can picture you and your dog having conversations
This is a new Michael Bay film coming out, Urban Cockroaches.
Urban Cockroaches on the Stoop.
Yeah, they're all, I mean, they're sassy talking urban cockroaches.
Wouldn't that be more of a Bruckheimer produced project?
Yeah, that's
more,
true. That's
more
a
than
point.
A Bay directed project?
Well, it could be both.
I'm just saying I don't see that happening. I did watch the Lone Ranger trailer. Not impressed with what that's all about.
Shocking.
Yeah. I think you commented on it. It looks like Pirates of the Wild West.
Yeah, well, you just put Johnny Depp in some weird makeup and he makes some faces.
Well, at least they figured out a way to turn his hair into a bird.
That's very traditional.
They did steal that from your Photoshop of Nicolas Cage, which I'm a little pissed off about.
My Photoshop, but yeah.
Oh, it's not yours?
No.
Oh.
I wish it was, man.
All these years, did you do the hand antlers?
Chodine did that one. That was a Film Drunk original. Okay. It wasn't me, but it was on Film Drunk first.
So many things about your life.
Is Chodine still around? Is he still commenting?
He's around. I saw him last time we went down to L.A. with Polly and Joe.
Well, the bird.
How do you know it's not Chodine?
That's true.
The
well, kind of. It probably is Chodin, because his real name's Odin.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. There you go.
Makes a lot more
sense.
I always
happened to John Wayne in a Devo hat.
I met him too. Anyway.
Yeah. I was gonna say I always loved the Nick Cage bird hair.
Yeah.
And they really did nail it on the Lone Ranger. That's all I'm gonna say is movie looks terrible. They nailed the bird hair.
I like how there was no Lone Ranger in that actual trailer.
Yeah, there was.
Very little. It was like 95% Tonto.
Oh, but they showed the dude with the little thing over his eyes. It looks terrible,
yeah.
To be fair.
Who's playing the Lone Ranger?
Army Hammer. It's a Reginald Von Waspington.
Lieutenant Reginald Von Waspington.
Yeah, of the Connecticut Waspingtons. We did have a question for the panel. Laramie, you can help out on this if you want.
I'd like to.
Relationship one?
Yeah, it is. Dear Frogcast, this weekend, I ended my 10-month relationship with my girlfriend. After a shit past 2 months in which I realized we didn't know anything in common, long-distance relationships fucking blow, or in my case, no blow. Seriously, it's like a reverse period. And waking up to realize that she's fatter than me, I ended up deciding to end it. She said we need to talk now or she would just come up the next day, so I decided to do it right then and there on top of the balcony of my favorite college bar. It's been a few days, and I feel sad about it and kind of lonely. I know if I go back to her, I'm just going to bitch and be unhappy, but I'm feeling that way now. What would you have done? What would you have done to get past this type of bullshit?
Well, can I respond first since I actually emailed the guy back?
Oh, sure.
Well, it sounds like your alternatives are to be single or to go back to a girl who you already told us you have nothing in common with, you don't find interesting, and you don't find attractive.
And you had a shit 2 months.
It's long distance that you had a shitty 2 months of a relationship with.
Well, I'm going to quote...
I'm not seeing a lot of pros here.
I'm going to quote my favorite philosopher of life, Chris Rock, which is there's basically two choices in life. Is that you can be single and miserable,
or are married and fucking bored, or in a relationship and fucking bored. And the way I interpret that is, if you're single, you're always going to be slightly miserable, or at least there's going to be the potential to be slightly miserable. And if you're in a relationship, you're almost always going to be slightly bored. So that's basically your choices here.
But when you're...
You were obviously fucking bored and unhappy in the relationship, and you're already miserable in the relationship, so you might as well be single and miserable and have the potential for...
If you're not going to be happy in the relationship, be single, just have some dude friends around, you're a free agent, go out, have fun, who gives a crap?
Go fuck a dude, that's what we're saying.
It doesn't sound like there's a single pro to that whole side of things, though.
Why not? What do you got to lose?
I mean,
we should make this a recurring thing where we just give horrible relationship advice. Have sex with a dude.
I mean, you're
single. Already acting like a bitch, just go fuck a dude.
Weirdly, I mean, just to play devil's advocate here, like, he shouldn't do that to her. Like, if he really doesn't like her, then staying together with her is not very nice.
Correct.
Right. It's not very nice.
Can I give Ernest advice, or is that going
to
be weird?
No, I was Ernest before I told him to fuck a dude, even though that's just as good advice. But go ahead.
No, I meant for me. I usually tell them to set fire to their wife or something.
Oh, right. Right.
All right, here's what you need to do. Tie her down. And then...
Look, I tell you what. Tell everyone else, you got to set fire to your wife. So the only hard part that you're going through right now is that you're so used to the thing that's been happening for the last however long you've been dating her. You really just need to hang in there long enough to build the you that's single, right? You're accustomed to a very specific pattern, and you're going to be mourning that pattern for a while. And you just sort of need to get past that point, and future you is going to take over, and he's going to have a lot more fun than you're going to be able to have right now, because you're sort of stuck in the, this thing that used to be happening isn't happening anymore mode. And so as soon as you sort of break that threshold where you've phased into a different, you know, part of your life where you're used to being single, you're going to be having a lot more fun. It's going to suck for a while, but then you're going to pull through and you're going to feel a lot better.
And when you're feeling better, you're going to think back and think about what a little bitch you were being.
Yeah, you'll be able to recognize
I'm just being honest.
I thought we were being open here in the trust tree.
Yeah.
I think, you probably want to – am I talking?
Sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
I think he – in all seriousness, I'll give Ernest stuff too. Like, whatever hobby he has, he should, like, get hardcore into it, whether it's, like, you know, online whatever or masturbation or reading books or whatever that thing is. Like, double down on it so you don't get depressed in those quiet moments when you're all alone with your thoughts.
Yeah. Or take the chance, right? You're sort of – you get clean slate. Try something you were too much of a pussy to do before, right? Go to the gym a whole bunch.
Right.
Fucking – Go to the gym. Masturbate into books.
Learn some Krav Maga.
Yeah.
Or do something social that forces you to interact with other people, preferably women of the opposite sex.
Yeah. Take up something
– as opposed to men of the opposite sex.
Or opposed to women of the same sex.
Right.
Get on a Murder One trial.
Yeah.
Usually when
kill someone.
Usually when people are unhappy in a relationship and then they get out of it and now they're like unhappy and thinking maybe they should go back to the relationship, it's usually because there's just something making them unhappy that has nothing to do. Like they're sort of bored with their single life and they're looking for a partner.
It's also pretty easy, right?
Like you're looking for a partner to make your life better, but that's not really what a partner's for. Like you got to make your life good first and then, you know, and then find someone to share it with you. You can't just expect someone that finding someone is like going to be this magical cure that's going to make your life better all of a sudden. Like if your life's shitty, it's because of something you're doing and like things that you're not finding in your life. And like a relationship is a shitty way to try and falsely fill that hole.
But if it's not making you, it doesn't sound like he's basically like, don't like this chick that much. I've been really miserable. It's long distance, but
it
now
sounds like he knows the right thing to do is to not get back with her. But he's feeling weak.
Yeah, yeah. You just need to go out, have a fun weekend or a couple weeks or a month. And
my advice was to go out more than he usually does and force himself to talk to at least, you know, a set number of new women per night.
Dude, just get shit faced and start slapping asses, bro. Go in there.
He said college bar, so that shit actually works in college.
Yeah.
Right. Start smoking cigarettes that make you look super cool and like you don't give a fuck.
Yeah, like a blue e-cig.
Yeah, Steven Dorff. That makes it look like you care, like Steven Ulrich.
Can you change his name to Skeet Ulrich?
No, Skeet Dorff. Skeety Dorff? Skeeties?
Skeet Dorff. All right. So I'm having trouble finding someone to go with me to the live broadcast. I don't know why. I'm cute. I think you guys are the problem.
Is this a guy or a girl?
It's a guy. So can we find out if there will be any good-looking single ladies at the live show? Something to make it worth going? I'm one step short of taking the Matt Louvre steps of online dating and just being weird and insulting people.
I also responded to this, so if you let me go, I said...
Proceed.
I believe I said, fart jokes, poop transplants, and celebrity impersonations of oral sex solicitation. Yeah, that place is going to be crawling with hot single coos.
That's really weird that you remembered the email that you wrote verbatim.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah,
that's why he's good at speeches.
That's right.
Yeah, but oddly enough, like 4 emails after that, we got an email from Stephanie saying, "I don't know if you care, but I'm bringing my she's a girl, but it says I'm bringing my boyfriend to your live podcast in Chicago for his Christmas present. We are excited. Fraud on.
You can't date Stephanie. She's got a boyfriend.
Yeah. Well, maybe
it didn't end either with I'm looking for single dudes to bang. FYI,
they're fraud swingers.
You know what's going to blow his mind is that Ben's actually a hot young single lady.
Oh, my God. I'm the hottest chick you guys have ever met.
Has a horrible voice.
The most
and
nasally.
Biceps.
Nasally dude-looking chick. But I'm really hot. Just FYI. Keep that in the back of your mind. I don't know what sort of attendance we'll have. I'm going to guess not a lot of hot single ladies. Just putting it out there.
Maybe by mistake. It is on a campus. They could accidentally wander in looking to study.
I mean, yeah, it's University of Chicago. There'll be some couple ladies there. I feel like, though, if you're going to the broadcast looking for a woman, too, you're just looking for too many bonuses.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
like, you're there to drink and laugh. Like, you also want a woman? Why don't I bring you freaking caviar as well?
I know.
See? That's why we bring Laramie around.
Look, we'll bring the caviar. You bring the toast points. Come on, bring some to the party. You know what I'm saying?
What are toast points?
They're the things that you put caviar on. They're little triangles of toast.
I think there's 399 tickets left to Sunday's show, so get on that quick.
Yeah.
I'm going to hang out with that one dude. We're going to high five and be best friends.
That's a good idea.
Me too.
Have you seen Here Comes the Boom yet?
You said like a nanny.
That's
never
going to happen.
Here Comes the Boom yet?
Oh, you're not going to see it?
Fuck no.
I'm seeing it tomorrow night.
Hold the phone. Laramie, have you ever not seen a movie?
This will be it. This will be the start.
First one.
All they had to say was, Kevin James is a music instructor. And that was enough.
They did incorporate a couple things that I think we brought up at the table read.
I'm pretty sure we did say that he was going to fall through the mat at some point.
He does.
And he totally does. Yeah.
I'm just so bummed there's not more like him just blowing hot gas in someone's face. And
maybe they decided to save some material for the movie.
Maybe, but it doesn't look like it goes that way. And I'm just really disappointed.
I got to respectfully disagree with you here, Ben. Someone farts while they're doing a hole.
I'm gonna double respectfully disagree with you. I don't think people who go to Kevin James movies can laugh at anything they didn't see in the trailer because it's too new and exotic.
Now, if they called it Here Comes the Flume and there was water coming out of his butt, I would definitely see it.
Or just Kirk Douglas just coming down a log flume with a boner.
Boom.
Here Comes the Flume.
Here Comes the Flume.
Is that broadcast 4? Is that?
I think it was -8. It was before it even started.
That's back when Lindy could come on.
Lindy's doing the Sunday show as Laramie. You guys don't know, but we've been planning that behind the scenes.
A very talented impressionist. Impressionista.
Laramie, I am not kidding.
You better get it right or you're going to get an article about you.
So
it's an impressionatrix, you son of a bitch.
Sorry.
Hey, seriously, you are a son of a bitch. Wow. No, but is this the first movie you haven't seen in your whole life?
It's definitely up there. I don't see anything with minorities in it.
Why do you think you're above seeing Here Comes the Boom?
It's just, it looks so bad.
Well,
it looks so bad.
You saw The Zookeeper, didn't you?
That I did see.
And that looked better?
That was a dark time in my life. I'm starting to try and get standards. I've written you guys a bunch of emails, and you've written back some good advice. So
It's kind of one of those things, though. Like with the zookeeper, it's like when you already have the talking gorilla in the trailer. Once you actually see the movie, it's kind of anticlimactic, you know?
You know what's sad? It's like
I broke him.
I can totally picture Laramie sending all of those emails and then paying for the whole Kickstarter. And we're going to get there, and it's just him and us on stage.
It's like Catfish.
And he's like, now's our time to shine, boys.
He's like, guys, is this weird? Is this weird?
It's like Catfish, and Laramie just has like a weird... like disabled child, and like he's got
horses. He curses every time Ben says keep buying those tickets because he knows he has to buy four more to keep up the illusion.
Oh! That's 30 for Kickstarter accounts to start.
Do you know how long it takes to create new emails?
Like 2 minutes.
I gotta write like 500 words.
So many words. Yeah, I'm not. You're seeing that?
Yeah.
It's an easy review. I mean, that's the one thing.
All right, here's the deal. Here's how I feel. Normally, I try to stay away from movies that I know are going to be shitty, that I know are not meant for me. You know, I feel like that's false. It's sort of you're seeing it under false pretenses. Like you're seeing it just to review it.
Like for your job or something.
But I feel like that's unfair to the movie to go into a movie that I had no interest in seeing and then trying to evaluate as if I was the target audience for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you're looking at it wrong, honestly.
You should write the character in a 50 Shades of Grey way before you finish the review. So it's just, I stand here looking in the mirror, fat, slobbish, idiot. You're an idiot.
Farty.
Why can't you learn anything ever?
All right, so my big butt was going to be, the fact that I watch every MMA show means I've seen at least like 60,000 fucking promos for this movie. And if they're going to be advertising this movie so fucking hard to my ostensible demographic, then I sort of owe it to them to see it. And if it sucks,
even though it's going to suck.
Well, I know it's going to suck, but you know what? I'm sorry.
Who are you? Yeah, they're definitely shooting for the Columbia grad, so.
Yeah. Do you feel like they've offended you to the point where you have to fight them? Have they just continually poured beer on your head by putting these commercials?
That's right. They keep giving me swirlies and Melvins.
Because live sports is the last real stronghold of commercials.
I know.
Right?
And they've force-fed them to me.
Also,
not only commercials, even though I DVR almost all shows, but of course I watched the Ultimate Fighter, and there's like a full segment where they take the Ultimate Fighter house to watch Here Comes the Boom as like a field trip.
And how fake happy was everybody?
Like, oh yeah, it was like really good.
Ugh.
It was.
What about Here Comes the Klum with Heidi Klum?
How about Here Comes the Clune with George Clooney? I would see. Laramie, would you see Here Comes the Clune?
Here, come eat shrooms. Now we're not even trying. Not even trying anymore.
That's what you were doing earlier tonight, I thought.
You guys are just mad about the big hair, but the big hair is here to stay.
What? So.
He's got big hair, Brett.
I grew it for you, Brett.
Sweet.
Yeah, buddy.
Brendan, what do you think about football?
I enjoy it.
That was a good interview.
I actually do have a football question for Brendan at one point.
Yeah, that was as good a time as any.
So, you were an offensive lineman, right?
Yeah.
Are your hands really messed up?
Yeah, I got like a I busted one of my fingers where I didn't break it. I actually tore a ligament. It's called a boutonniere finger.
It's a weird
and
shape.
I can't straighten my right pinky finger.
It's a real weird shape.
And yeah, all my knuckles are pretty swollen. So yeah.
Was that one injury or was that a multiple?
That was one injury. I went to go block this guy and I felt it snap and it didn't hurt, but I felt like a pop in my finger and then all of a sudden I just couldn't straighten it. And I talked to the docs about it. And they said you can get it fixed, but they're like, you know, unless it really affects your everyday life, it's kind of.
Can you type on your mimeograph?
Yeah, I can type fine. So they just said, don't fix it. My wrist is really screwed up. My right wrist is really screwed up.
Brendan.
There you go. So you can imagine trying to get your hands on someone to jam them, and then like the hand slips up, but you grab the jersey, and you're now all of a sudden your wrist sort of flips underneath where. You know, your palm goes towards the inside of your wrist. You know what I'm saying? So when you do that fast enough, that really
That's
fucking
bad.
Hurts. Yeah.
What is this jamming that you do?
blocking people. So, like, but when, with your hand, you know, like, get a jam with your right hand.
You slam your hands up really fast.
Yeah.
Into their...
You seem to have good knees for a guy who played football for as long as you did.
Yeah.
And you were pre where every offensive lineman wore dual knee braces all the time, right?
No, we wore them in college. Okay. And then we didn't wear them in the pros because everyone's like, yeah, you're not going to be able to run if you wear those. Like, you're not going to be fast enough.
But so. I feel like that most of them wear them now. Or is that mostly college?
It's college. Almost all colleges, both, like, everyone wears them on both knees. And then, like, in the pros, you, most guys actually, you see they don't wear knee braces.
Does it really prevent, though?
I think so, because I got this one guy in college. This guy, his name was – we played UCLA, and they had these two defensive ends. They were twins. Their last name was Ball. They were called the Ball Brothers. And this – I was blocking one Ball Brother. The other Ball Brother came around the right tackle, and basically he got thrown into the side of my knee. This guy was 290 pounds, got chucked in the side of my knee. And when you see it on film, it looks like I just completely tore my whole knee. And I actually, like, just sprained. I, like, had a mild sprain to the MCL, and I didn't even come out of the game because, it didn't hurt. It only hurt after the game. But I'm pretty sure if I didn't have a brace, I would have made
had one exploded knee.
Yeah.
What I've heard, because the special lady was in sports medicine for a long time, was that it protects you from certain injuries, but it also weakens you for different injuries because you're not moving the same as you would.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a 50-50 kind of deal.
I think it depends what kind of knee brace. I mean, we had nice ones that were custom fit.
Yeah.
So they were pretty I didn't think they were that bad. I didn't think they were that restrictive.
Yeah. So I'll hit her next time I see her.
Yeah.
Does she just tape you up before sex? Or you just, like, get your ankles taped?
The only reason I asked that question initially is because I played BS high school football for 2 years, and because I have no appreciable talent on any level, they stuck me on the line. And now my thumbs jam every night for, like, the last 20 years or whatever. And so I, like, sleep with my thumbs bent in, which is
weird.
What do
you mean they jam?
Like, they lock up. My thumbs lock up.
Huh. Really?
During sleep? Before you sleep?
Yeah. No, during sleep.
I don't get anything like that. They just hurt. And then all my knuckles are just really swollen.
Like all the time? Knuckles. Swollen?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a couple fat knuckles just from jamming my fingers in jiu-jitsu. And it's like, unless you take like 3 weeks off after you jam your finger, which you're not going to do, your knuckle just like stays fat where you jammed it.
Yep.
You're just never getting that back, huh?
Never getting that back.
The older you get, the more stuff bangs up. Yeah, fucked up. Like my pinky, I did the same thing, or it's probably something similar where it didn't hurt at all, but it just jammed it, and I think it was like the ligament got torn. So now I have like this super fat end of my pinky.
Yeah.
Don't you wish that could happen to your dick? Like, all of, you know, like you just jam it
bang
and it
your
just,
dick.
Like, gets,
it's like, oh my God.
Wait, you can, but you don't want that. Do you not? It's like horror stories.
Make it longer?
Bouncing.
The penile fracture.
Yeah. And you
I know that, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want that.
You don't want that.
Because then it comes back bent.
Yeah, no, I don't want
you
that.
You can't unbend it.
Comes back bent,
you
like a horseshoe.
You
got
to cut a pie that. Slice out of it. To
you're
going
to have sex with someone that's behind you.
Yeah, I don't want that.
No. you're going to have to not face them.
I saw this porno today, and I feel like Seymour never answered this. Seymour Butts never answered this satisfactorily on... when we had our Ask a Porn Star episodes, but this guy, like, there was no discernible scrotum, like, at all. It just looked like
what was it?
I mean, it was like a regular porno, but it was like, you know, you see some porno and like their balls are just like not even there. It's crazy. You've never seen this?
It's crazy. Can you work this into a comedy routine? Have you guys seen this?
It's genuine. I'm genuinely curious.
Have you seen this? Have you noticed this?
Like, I don't know what's going on. Where they're just have one testicle or no testicle.
I'm gonna go out.
It's cold in there.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say it's probably not good for your reproductive organs to have like 5 to 10 ejaculations a day.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean your balls are gonna like shrink into nothing.
Well, but it's probably
Your scrotum is going to just
retract. It's not how balls work, Ben.
You're taking Viagra. You're probably doing some drugs. I'm just saying that it's probably.
I'll believe you if it's steroids could very well be the case.
Maybe some steroids. I thought they were like sometimes injecting stuff straight into the penis to make it hard.
You have to do that too.
So
yeah, why? So make their wieners hard.
Why don't they just make their own wiener hard?
because they're tired. They're tired of getting
their wiener's tired.
Yeah,
they got their wiener's sleepy.
Man, there'd just be balls all over the place if I were filming a porno.
Ball town,
just yeah, like weird balls flipping around,
swinging on them,
circles.
Be like a slow motion scene, like a Big Lebowski.
The Blue Angels, man, just zooming over your house.
The blue balls.
All right. Well, on that note,
I can see them
over the Space Needle.
It's beautiful,
Brendan.
Yes.
You want to take us on out of here?
Oh, well, do we need to plug anything before we go?
Well, let's plug the Kickstarter once again. Just you know, I know it's us.
Damn it.
Laramie's even coming. I don't know why we invited him. Guys, why do we invite him?
Who knows what crazy haircut he'll show up with.
Thanks, everyone who's already bought tickets, but you can still do it. They're really cheap. If you just want to show up, it's only $10. And
Laramie
will even be there.
But, do I have to buy a ticket? Hold on.
Yeah, Laramie, you're barely allowed in the building.
Damn it.
You're going to have to buy like a $30 one if you want to hang out with us before the show at the meet and greet.
I want to do the meet and greet.
I think they're almost sold out, so you better
get on that.
Damn it.
But thanks to Evan and Doc Films. Doc Films, if you're in the Chicago area, they have all sorts of movies.
Also, Tall Tale Productions.
Oh, that's right. That was my bad.
Yeah.
Tall Tale Productions.
That was your bad, bro.
Shit. Thanks to everyone and... people have bought tickets. We'll see you in Chicago. Brendan?
Yeah.
Take us on out of here,
man. All right. Thanks for listening once again. Keep the emails coming. Frogcast@gmail.com. Vince, should we bother reading Google Voice number?
Yeah, 415-275-0030. Got a couple voicemails this week. They were almost playworthy. Getting there.
Make it succinct, kids.
Getting close.
Yeah. Got to be a little more succinct. That's all.
It's like a tweet. You got to get it in and out.
Maybe do two takes, you know? Call up an imaginary version of us. Give it a run through. See how you feel about it. Try it again.
And you just got to get to the point quickly.
Yeah.
If you're rambling on.
And include something about butts because we laugh at that.
Or butts if you do a live butt chug, you'll probably get played.
Yeah, definitely. All right. So, Laramie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Until next week, good night and good chins.